The following paid program does not represent the views of North Shore 104.9. Welcome to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial. This morning during the program, your host, Mark Friedman, may discuss specific financial planning and investment ideas. These discussions are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations. Financial planning and investment advice is offered through Friedman Financial, an SEC-registered investment advisor located in Peabody, Massachusetts. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, a member of FINRA and SIPC. Friedman Financial is a separate entity from LPL Financial. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Always consult a certified financial planner professional, qualified attorney, or tax advisor prior to investing to determine what is appropriate for you. And now, here's the host of Dollars and Cents, Mark Friedman of Friedman Financial.
Good morning and welcome to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. My name is Mark Friedman, President and CEO of Friedman Financial, located in Peabody, Massachusetts. Our office is conveniently located right near the North Shore Mall. My father started the firm back in 1968. We're approaching our 50th anniversary. It'll be April of 2018. I'm celebrating my 25th year as a financial planner. Pretty amazing considering prior to getting into this business, I was selling Chinese food takeout containers. That's right. That's what I was doing. You know, when I graduated college, I went to Babson College. My first job, believe it or not, was to be the restaurant manager at the Ship Restaurant. You know where the Ship is right there in Linfield? Well, the Ship's changed several hands. And I've been reflecting back on the Ship Restaurant as of late, because as you probably know, a couple weeks ago, the Red Sox honored Wade Boggs and retired his number. Now, whether Wade Boggs should have had his number retired at Fenway Park is a whole nother discussion. I'm not a big fan of that. He wasn't that memorable to me as a Red Sox player, but he was memorable to me because of his connection to the Ship Restaurant. Bet you didn't know this. You see, back then, about 30 years ago now, the Red Sox used to play their games on Saturday at 2 o'clock. Now, when's the last time you went to a Saturday 2 o'clock Red Sox game? Doesn't happen anymore, right? It's usually a night game when they play, but the Red Sox would always play a 2 o'clock game, 2 o'clock home game on Saturdays. And there was always this big joke about Wade Boggs having chicken before his meal and all that kind of stuff. Well, after every Red Sox home game, Wade Boggs would always come to the Ship Restaurant. You'd know he was coming. He asked for the same waitress. Actually, you don't even have to ask after a while. It was the same waitress that was there, and she had been there probably a good 30 years already at the place. And he came with, I believe it was his wife. I know there was, what was it, Margot or someone like that that he was with, but I believe it was with his wife. I used to just seat them as the restaurant manager. I'd go over and say hello, but that was about it. By the way, he never ordered chicken. Never ordered chicken. Usually had seafood at the Ship Restaurant. And I just remember him coming. You could almost count on when he was going to step in the door. But what ended up happening was Wade Boggs used to have a following. A couple of the other players decided they'd also go to the Ship Restaurant. But what was interesting, these other two players would come to the Ship Restaurant and they never ate with Wade. Wade would sit quietly at a two-seat table with his wife. And at this rounded booth, kind of on the other side of the dining room, would be Mike Greenwell and Marty Barrett. And they would come with their spouses, girlfriends, I'm not sure who it was that was with them. And I'm telling you, Mike Greenwell, boy, could he put away the Jack Daniels. He loved Jack Daniels on the rocks. That's all the guy drank. But it was fun having the Red Sox play. So, I mean, that's kind of my reminiscent thing. That's where I got started. I was a waiter at the Ship Restaurant for a while. Then I was the restaurant manager. I used to play piano in the bar when times got slow there. And then I moved on to selling Chinese food takeout containers. And you're probably wondering, why is Mark telling me this story? And I'm sitting here asking myself the same question. I'm not quite sure why, because honestly, I didn't ever imagine that I would end up in the business of financial services. But here I am now, 25 years later, almost a quarter of a century later, providing financial advice in a language you can understand. And I have the great honor of doing it right here in the treetop studios of North Shore 104.9, overlooking the beautiful, magnificent North Beverly train station. Hope you're doing great this morning. Hope you're up having your coffee, enjoying the wonderful weather that we have. It is starting to warm up. The leaves are out. The flowers are blooming. Everything's looking pretty good. You know, all my flowers that I had in the garden, they looked like they were going to start dying. But over the past couple weeks, they are coming back and coming back strong. We've got a lot of stuff we want to talk about with you today. I'll talk about a variety of things. It's going to be kind of a hodgepodge thing. I will tell you, a couple weeks ago, I turned 50. And you know what happens as you approach your 50th birthday? You get that lovely letter from the American Association of Retired People, or Retired Persons, asking you to join their organization. And so for $16, if you send them a check, you can not only be a member of their organization, but they'll send you a, what they say, a free insulated tote bag. So I decided for business purposes and, you know, research purposes only, I decided to send in my $16 check. And so today, later in the show, I'm going to tell you about all the great stuff that I've received now from AARP. In fact, some of the stuff I don't even know. In fact, I have the envelope that I assume has my membership card in it. And we'll tell you what's inside that envelope. We might get a few laughs. Might be a very boring segment. I have no idea. A couple other things. Next week is Father's Day. So, you know, I'm giving you a week's head start to start thinking about how you want to honor Dad. You know, Mom gets a lot of attention, and rightfully so, Mom gets a lot of attention and deserves it, but Dad is going to have his day. His Father's Day is coming up next Sunday, and if you got some plans for Father's Day, hey, if you have, actually, if you have some stories, some great financial lessons that Dad has taught to you, I'd like you to give me a call at my office or drop me an email saying, here's a great lesson that my father taught me. And if I get your emails this week, maybe I'll give you a call or write back to you and say, hey, you want to be a guest on the show? You want me to call you ahead of time? We can tape you. We can do lots of things. Love to share your perspectives. I mean, I've got lots of perspectives of what my father taught me and what other fathers have taught other families as it comes to personal finances. But if you've got some thoughts, I'd love to hear from you. So let me give you some contact information. If you want to call my office and leave some ideas or just say, hey, Mark, give me a call back. I've got some great ideas to share with you. My phone number at the office is 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108. If you want to drop me an email, my email address is Mark, M-A-R-C, at FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Mark, M-A-R-C, at FriedmanFinancial.com. Unfortunately, we're not set up here in studio today to take your calls, so you will have to drop me an email or leave a message on the machine at my office, and I will get back to you. I promise you. I mean, everybody who knows, I mean, I've mentioned many of you on the radio. If you call my office, if you text us, email us, I do get back to you. You'll hear from me Monday or Tuesday. We'll get in touch and we'll talk about whatever it is that you want to talk about. You know, one of the things that we've had the great honor of meeting so many listeners to this radio show. In fact, just this past week, we met somebody who I think we opened their eyes a little bit. They're in their mid-50s, couple. All their life they've made as a combined income, about $100,000 to $125,000 collectively between the two of them. They have two kids that are in their 20s now, just finishing up college. And they were wondering, where do we stand financially? You know, everybody asks that question. How am I doing compared to everybody else? You know, the real answer isn't about how you're doing compared to everyone else. It's how are you doing living within your means? Because some people need $20,000 a month to support their lifestyle. Others couldn't imagine spending more than $2,000 a month to support their lifestyle. When I say support their lifestyle, that includes mortgage, that includes cable bill, that includes eating out, includes car payments, includes everything. What is it that you need to spend? Because once you know what you need to spend, you can then take a better assessment as to where you stand financially as you prepare both for today and for the future. And this family had, you know, accumulated a nice amount of wealth. They made a reasonable income, about $125,000 between the two of them. They put money aside, they saved, they helped put their kids through school. They, you know, paid on their, they worked with their mortgage, but they also lived in the same home for a while. But here they are in their mid-50s, and they've accumulated almost $2 million in net worth. Now you say to yourself, how is that possible? How can you accumulate $2 million? Oh, maybe they just got a big inheritance. No, that wasn't the case at all. It was prudent planning. It was being committed to saying, you know what? As much as I might want all of these things that everybody says I have to have, I'm going to buy the stuff that I need and periodically buy some stuff I want, but most importantly, put some stuff away for my future. You see, we had a gentleman that came into our office about 3 weeks ago, and he was insistent that he was among the middle class. We've heard that expression, the financial middle class. And I turned to Marion, my business partner, and we laughed. And I said, you are so far from what the middle class is. And he says to me, what do you mean? He says, I'm 65 years old. I have $4 million. I have a house in Massachusetts. How am I not part of the middle class? I'm thinking, the middle class? I tried to explain to them, you are part of the top 0.5% in America. And what was amazing to me is he didn't understand that. He didn't quite get it. And we find so many people that believe because they plan to spend between $75,000 and $100,000 a year, but they have all of this money accumulated, that they're part of the middle class. Folks, they're so far from that. In fact, what we're seeing in many cases, this supposed middle class of people, and many of you live right here in the community, and you all think you're part of the middle class. You are so part of the upper class, if at worst the upper middle class, but most of you are part of that upper class. But you spend money like you're still in the middle class. And what ends up happening is you end up passing on an enormous amount of wealth to the next generation. And while you might think that that's a nice thing to do, what I can tell you is what happens is that next generation blows through that money and doesn't have that same level of sincerity and commitment to being part of the average American. They want to go crazy. Yeah, you know, imagine that. Imagine if someone right now handed you, let's say you were 75 years old, and all of a sudden someone said, you just inherited $500,000. Would you change your life? I bet you wouldn't. I bet you wouldn't change much. If someone just handed you $500,000, you might buy something, but you wouldn't go blow it. You wouldn't. You might say, well, hey, I might want to save it for my kids or put something aside so that my kids get an education. For yourself personally, for you to spend, you would not probably blow through that money. But I will tell you, when you're if you're 75, if you're 80, you're 90, you're 100 years old, and you pass on $500,000 to the next generation, or you say, well, I'm just passing on my house. Folks, they don't want to live in your house. They're going to sell the house, and they're going to turn it into cash, and then they're going to spend the money. They're going to use it to buy first-class tickets, business-class tickets. They're going to stay at five-star hotels, not Motel 6. They're going to buy expensive shoes, expensive clothing. They're going to realize that, oh, my God, there's some other stores out there that I've been avoiding all of my life. And these stores have some really good quality clothes, quality furnishings, quality everything. They're going to blow it. They're going to spend the money. And you might think, oh, no, not my kids. They want to do that. You know, you're sitting there thinking to yourself, yep, they're going to do that. What I'm telling you to do as you approach retirement is you need to assess where you stand financially. If you view yourself as part of the middle class, that's great. There's nothing wrong with being part of the middle class. In fact, probably 70%, I don't know what the percentage number is, a very large percentage of our population is part of the middle class. But a lot of people spend like they're in the middle class, yet they have the resources to allow them to live a lifestyle that's even a little bit better than that. And I'd ask you, I'd challenge you to try to figure out ways that you can celebrate what you've accumulated. And if you don't know how to do that, that's where we step in. That's what my job is I can't tell you how many people come to our office wondering whether they can retire. And not only can they retire, they can spend more money than they've ever spent before. It's just that they simply don't know how to put it all together. They don't have their financial house in order. They haven't figured out how much money they have and what it's all worth. They don't understand the tax liabilities, the tax benefits that they might have coming to them. That's what we do as financial planners. If you'd like to sit down and talk with us, we offer a free initial consultation. That's right, a free initial consultation. No charge, no hassle, no nothing. Just give my office a call, 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108. And hey, if you just want to learn a little bit more about what we do, you might be interested in getting our free weekly newsletter. All you need to do to get that free newsletter is go to my website, friedmanfinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com. Go to the bottom of the website, click on the button that says sign up for Mark's newsletter. And there it is. Voila, you'll start getting it on Friday. Well, we got to take a quick break. But when we get back, I'm about ready to tear open the envelope that I just received from AARP. We'll talk about that when we get back. My name is Mark Friedman. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. This is Mark Friedman, president of Friedman Financial and host of Dollars and Cents, heard here every Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. Each week, I try to provide listeners with financial advice in a language you can understand. And much of my advice comes from real-life situations that happens in my office, Friedman Financial, each and every day. You see, at Friedman Financial, we help individuals and families create smart strategies for spending money in retirement. Our approach is committed to placing your interests first. And best of all, Friedman Financial is independent and we're a fee-based financial planning and investment management firm. We're absolutely committed to helping you get your financial house in order. When you're ready to get serious about your financial planning needs, give us a call at 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108. Or on the web at friedmanfinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com.
If I had a $1 million.
Welcome back to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. Hope you're having a great Sunday. Perhaps you're going to a graduation this week. Perhaps you've got baseball games, lacrosse games, lots of things to do. The weather's great. It's New England. It's summertime in New England, and I hope you're prepared for a great week ahead, great weekend ahead. Father's Day's coming up next weekend. Don't forget Dad. And hey, if you have a chance, Funny Girl opened up at the North Shore Music Theater this past week with Shoshana Bean. She is amazing. If you don't know, our firm, Friedman Financial, sponsors the Broadway Club. If you're ever there on a Saturday and you're in the Broadway Club and you find me, guess what? I have a stack of free drink tickets. So I'm the guy to find. If you're there on a Saturday, you come find me and say, hey, Mark, I listen to you on the radio show. Boom, you get a free drink. It's that simple. I'm usually there the first Saturday when the shows open up there. So as I promised you, I'm about to embark on a journey and you're about to come along with me because just a few weeks ago, I turned 50 years old, the big 50. And you know what comes with turning 50 is that letter that comes from AARP inviting you to be part of the population of folks that are seeing not only are they considered retired persons, folks that see real possibilities. That's right. It's no longer the American Association of Retired Persons. It's now the American Association of Real Possibilities. So I'm about to take on this envelope. Before I open the envelope, just to keep you waiting even just a moment more, the deal is if I sent a check for $16 to AARP, not only would I be a full-fledged member of this organization, they would send me a free insulated tote bag. So guess what came last week? My free insulated tote bag. And boy, what a disappointment it was. Folks, when I got this red insulated tote bag that came out, do you know what this thing is? It is a modified fanny pack. It's designed for you to hold your medication as you're traveling and walking through the streets of Rome, hiking through the mountains of New Hampshire, going to the beach. It's just imagine that horizontal fanny pack, you know, that you can put on with the little belt. Well, this is a little bit different. It isn't horizontal. It's vertical. It's red. You can actually attach it to your belt, or if you'd like, you can throw it over your shoulder. You can actually wear it as a very small backpack. I mean, a very small backpack, but a little purse almost. And it's insulated enough so that you can hold your refrigerated medication. You can hold your Ensure or whatever else it is that you want to hold. I couldn't believe it. I thought it was going to be an insulated bag. It was the cheapest insulated thing I'd ever seen. And then I thought to myself, well, $16, I got the free bag. Maybe there's other stuff to find. So I'm about to tear open the envelope that I have. And here is, I'm about to pull open what I have here. Oh, great. It says here, Dear Mark, your new membership card is here. Welcome to AARP in a world of real possibilities, real savings, and real ways to make a difference. Real possibilities in Massachusetts. So as I flip, oh, look at that. Say hello to the small card with big benefits. So as I grab my my AARP card off this thing. Oh, I got to register it to explore my member benefits. I'm not telling you my membership number because, hey, I might get my identity stolen or something. Not that I really care, but it says I am I'm a member valid. Oh, only through May of 2017. I guess I only paid for 1 year. I thought I was a lifetime member. Anyways, if you've been driving around lately, this is the funniest thing. I've noticed a bunch of these stores now that actually have, unlike, you know, you'll see Visa, you'll see American Express, you'll see Diners Club in the window. Did you know a lot of these stores also have an AARP sticker? There's now one, if you pull up to any Dunkin' Donuts drive-through, any Dunkin' Donuts front door that you walk in, there is one. So I'm going to probably try this maybe today. I'm more of a Starbucks guy, but maybe I'll just try it just for kicks to see if they actually give me the benefit. So it says you can take your card to places like Walgreens. Oh, maybe they have a deal with that insulated travel bag. Maybe they have some special sized stuff at Walgreens that fits inside that insulated travel bag. If you go to the Regal Entertainment Group, I believe that is a set of movie theaters. Oh, Denny's is part of it, of course, and the UPS store. So all sorts of benefits. It says, "Dear Mark, thank you for becoming a member of AARP. Just think, you could get this too if you're 50 and you haven't joined AARP. I'm just helping you understand what you're going to get in the mail. Thank to you and your family." Oh, my family. My wife would kill me if I used an AARP card for her. After all, she's only, as she said, 29 years old. Still, you and your family now have access to many discounts and practical job, health, and financial resources. But did you know you can also enjoy local offers and events in Massachusetts? We invite you to explore the benefits of this booklet. So let's do it. Let's explore what's in this booklet. Now I'm just going to flip through here. Look, we're joining this. We're running through this together. And right now I'm seeing nothing, just a bunch of words. Financial and career resources. Your AARP works to make your voice heard in the community and beyond. Great. There's an advocacy group. You get invited to, look at this, Movies for Grownups. Exclusive movie premieres. And there's an AARP Fraud Watch Network to protect you against fraud, scams, and ID theft. Just send them your social security number, and I'm sure they'll be happy to protect you. What other great tools are in here? I'm really not getting it right now. So let's see what else I can find in here. This is probably not great radio as I'm going through my mail. Oh, here's a series of coupons. Oh, AT&T experts make saving easy for AARP members. You get 10% off. Now, great. You get 10% off at AARP. How many other companies out there do you think offer you 10% off anywhere? See, I always think when I join these clubs, you're going to get these exclusive benefits. 10% off here, 5% off here. Folks, you can get these benefits anywhere. You could have you could probably have a library card and bring it into CVS and say, hey, I have a library card. Can I get a 10% discount? Or bring it into AARP. I mean, into AT&T. Any of these other things. You got the website, of course, to learn about. Oh, exclusively for AARP members, you can get $100,000 of life insurance without a medical exam. Just fill in the health information. And it also comes with, a free gift. But wait, there's a free gift. Oh, it's one of those little keychain flashlights. So that when you're walking around in your walker and you're trying to figure out and find your way to the bathroom, now you have a light to light your way. And if you happen to die along the way, your kids will get life insurance. And this is considered affordable life insurance. So I think this is hilarious. They say this is for exclusively for AARP members, but they offer life insurance for 40-year-olds. So how does that work? If you're an AARP member, you're definitely 50 or older. So get this. If you want to buy $100,000 of insurance, $100,000 of insurance, and you're between the ages of 70 and 74, $100,000 of insurance, it's $265 a month. Does that sound affordable to you? I mean, so let's talk about insurance for a minute. And I know I'm probably just kind of mocking AARP here a bit, but I want you to think about this. One of the old things that people used to say to me for years, well, Mark, you know, I need life insurance to bury me. I need to have life insurance. Who really needs life insurance to bury you? First of all, you'll be dead. You're not going to be doing the burying. You're going into the hole. You're not digging the hole. And in reality, what funeral director in their right mind is waiting around for the insurance check to come? They're not. They want to be paid right now. And how do you pay them? With a credit card. You can use a credit card to pay for your funeral bills. I want you to think about this. Think back. Go look back around your house. Look at in the living room, in the dining room. Walk up and down the hallways. And take a look at pictures of grandma and grandpa and great-grandma and great-grandpa. Take a look at them. What was their life like? First of all, don't they look old? Maybe it's just because it's black and white pictures, but they truly look old. And then you look at the picture and you ask yourself, geez, I wonder how old they were. And you know what? They're probably younger than you are right now in those pictures. Folks, you're looking great right now. You're going to live a lot longer. But the thing that's also different in the way that the previous generations are always thinking about, well, I need life insurance to bury me, is because when you died years ago, you generally didn't have anything after you died. Think about it. You might have been in your house. Let's say you died in the 80s, 70s, or 80s. You might have died in your house. Maybe your house was worth $39,900. It was a typical split-entry house in Peabody. That's what you got, $39,900 back then. So you died there. That's the value of the house. You're not turning that into cash. You can't just push out the window and say, hey, I'd like to get $100 so I can pay for a part of a funeral. No, someone would have to actually go through and sell that, right? So that was going to take some time. After all, no one sells the house after you die anyways because the kids have to bicker about who's going to take home that special moments statue that you have sitting in your living room or the Hummels that are hanging out there around the windows. Any rate, besides that, when you died back then, your pension stopped. There was no more check coming in. Did you have a 401k plan? Nah. Did you have a stock portfolio? Probably not. Did you have some money in the bank? Maybe. But it was probably just enough money that was to cover the next month or two of expenses because you knew you could count on your fixed income check from Social Security and pension. And that's all you needed. So as thus, when you died, you actually needed that life insurance money to pay for your funeral. You actually needed it. And it's not just the funeral cost. You know, there's the aftermeal, all that kind of stuff that you got to cover. So you needed that life insurance. I want you to think about it today. If you dropped dead right now, if you walked outside the front of your house, got hit by a bus. I've never seen anybody get hit by a bus, by the way. Everyone says to me, when I get to that age, if I ever hit 95, or if I ever hit 105, just throw me in front of a bus. It'll be a lot easier. I've never, ever, ever yet seen anybody do that. And besides, if you push them, now you're going to get arrested for murder. So that's a whole nother problem. You don't want to mess with that. Anyways, it would just really be bad. So at any rate, just think about that. If you were to walk outside right now and you die, drop dead instantly, is there enough money around the house to pay for your funeral? I think the answer is yes. Now, some people have said to me, but what about all of the money that I wanted to leave to my children? That would screw things up, all the money that I would leave my children. Well, people seem to forget how much money that they've built in net worth these days. The average person here on the North Shore in the Merrimack Valley who's in retirement has a net worth between $500,000 and $2 million. Think about that. You might say, Mark, there's no way. No way is that true. I want you to think about, what's the value of your house right now? What's the value of your house? Is your mortgage as large as the value of your house? Yes, for some that is the case. For some, maybe you rent an apartment. For some, maybe you haven't built that real estate asset. But there are many people that have a net worth well over $500,000, or at least at $500,000, and that's just the house. Then you add in your savings accounts, your 401k plans, the benefits of life insurance, even the cash value of life insurance, annuities that you might own. All of that stuff adds up. The stock certificates, the savings bonds that are sitting in your underwear drawer or the safe deposit box, the checking accounts, the cash that you hide in your safe deposit box. I know there's plenty of you guys out there, a lot of you small business owners that keep $50,000, $100,000, $200,000 in 20s in your safe deposit box. I know about you. Trust me, I know. You tell me a lot of that stuff. It's there. There's money. There's plenty of money to bury you. You don't need life insurance. So I think this joke of this thing from AARP that they've just sent me that, oh my goodness, as an AARP member, I can now get $100,000 of life insurance without a medical exam. Yeah, why not? I mean, if you're going to have to pay $300 a month, $250 a month for $100,000 of insurance, why would they want a medical exam? I mean, they're making a fortune. AARP, the insurance company, they would be making a fortune. By the way, that's New York Life that does that. Oh, look at this. There's another flyer in here to help me buy a mobile home. A mobile home. That's what there's a benefit here with Foremost Insurance Group going to help me buy a motor home and then, an insurance company to protect my motorcycle, because you know that every AARP member is midlife crisis going through the motorcycles. There's a bunch of other things in here, phone plans, all this other stuff. Oh, you can get the AARP credit card and build up points towards something, I guess. You know what? I'm not all that impressed with what's in here. This was my envelope that I had just opened up, received a gift from AARP, got my special insulated bag. Oh, but wait. Today, if I leave here, the studio, and go for breakfast at Denny's, I can get 15% off my check all day, every day, with my membership card. All right, we got lots more financial advice in a language we can understand, you can understand, when we get back. We'll be talking about mutual funds. We're going to talk about share classes. We're going to talk about, anything else that I might pop into my head during that period of time. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back. My name is Mark Friedman. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9.
Isn't it time to get serious about your retirement planning? Friedman Financial is a financial planning and investment management firm in Peabody. They've been helping professionals and retirees put solid strategies into play for 40 years. When you're planning to get serious about planning for retirement, call Friedman Financial for a free initial consultation at 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108. Or go online to FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, Financial.com.
Welcome back to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. Jeez, I just spent the last 15 minutes crucifying AARP after the lame package of information that they sent to me after I turned 50 and I sent them a check for $16 to be a year-long member. I'm really not seeing much benefit here, but apparently perhaps some of you do find a benefit. I will tell you, one of the benefits I think that come is that I have not had the great experience of receiving yet. I suspect it will come in the next week or two, is what's called the AARP magazine. Many people find some great articles, great stories. I don't think you do it for the pictures. No, I think I really think you go for the stories, right? Hey, speaking about pictures, did you hear that Hugh Hefner has sold his mansion? Hugh Hefner sold his mansion for an undisclosed amount of money. Did you hear who he sold it to? To the Twinkie King. The guy that owned Twinkies has bought Hugh Hefner's mansion. I was talking about pictures. I was talking about the pictures better than the stories. And now, you know, at Playboy, you know, it's not about the pictures anymore. In fact, I think they've gotten away from all the pictures. It's just like a Reader's Digest, I guess. Playboy's Reader's Digest version. I don't know. At any rate, so you get the AARP magazine. I'll tell you an interesting story that came out of this because it saved a client of ours $25,000 because of an article that appeared in AARP magazine. Thought it was interesting. Now, I've always known that this was what I'm going to tell you about. I've always known how this rule worked, but I had never considered that it wasn't done for this client. We had a client of ours. She lives here on the North Shore. And for about 25 years, she was married to a gentleman and then divorced. The gentleman then moved away, remarried, moved up to Canada. And several years ago, about 5 years ago, he died. Now, what's supposed to happen when your spouse retires, even if you were married for 10 years or more, you're supposed to be eligible for your ex-husband's spousal benefit or your benefits. Let me walk you through this. I kind of fast-forwarded there a little bit. Let's say, for instance, that you're married and divorced. Your ex-husband is getting a Social Security benefit of, say, $20,000. And you never worked, so you were entitled to half of his amount, so maybe you got a check for $10,000. But just like even if you're married to your spouse right now, and let's say she's getting $30,000 from Social Security and you're getting $20,000 from Social Security, when the person that's receiving the most amount of money dies, the spouse gets what's called a bump up in their Social Security check. Well, for this woman, she had lost track with her husband, and she had been collecting her own Social Security for the longest time. Not his Social Security. She was collecting her own Social Security, her spousal benefit. But he died 7 years ago, or 5 years ago, something like that. And she was reading a story in the AARP magazine that talked about how a survivor, even from an ex-spouse, should see a bump up in Social Security. And so she calls me up. She says to me, you know, Mark, I was reading this article, and I'm not sure whether I'm eligible for this, but could you help me find out to see whether I might be entitled to see if I could get my Social Security check increased? Well, sure enough, we've got a great contact over at the Social Security Administration. In fact, he's been on this radio show a couple times. His name is Steve Richardson. He's the Director of Public Affairs for the Social Security Administration in Boston. I got Steve on the phone with my client, and we were running through the Social Security numbers. And there was this very uncomfortable pause on the phone. And I could tell from Steve's reaction that it's possible that Social Security screwed up. And he doesn't like when Social Security screws up. I mean, this is the government. You know, he's supposed to protect them. They're not supposed to screw up. So Steve says to me, hey, Mark, can I get back to you? So it was 2 days later, and Steve gets back to me, and he says to me, you know, we messed up. He says, and I think we messed up because we probably lost track with this person's address and such because he was living in Canada. So this person was receiving about $25,000 in Social Security income. This was her ex-husband. She was getting her check of around $14,000 a month for as a spousal benefit. But when he died 5 or 6 years ago, she should have been getting his benefit. And when they rewound it and they pulled it all back and they reset everything, she ended up getting a check for $28,000 direct deposited into her checking account the next day. And now she's receiving the same check that he's getting, the $25,000. It was really remarkable. And this all came from an article that appeared in the AARP magazine. So there are real possibilities. You got that, didn't you? Real possibility. That's what they are now. The AARP is not the American Association of Retired Persons. It's the American Association of Real Possibilities. So, yes, there were some real possibilities there in that magazine. So, like I said, I'm waiting to see what real possibilities might be waiting for me. Who knows? I'll probably get invited to a Viking cruise. Have you ever done a Viking cruise? I'm telling myself, as much as I think they're the coolest things because I've been over to Europe to see these Viking cruises, as much as I might like to go on it, I feel like I need to be 20 years older. But, I mean, I've heard they're a great experience. And if you haven't been on a Viking cruise and you'd love to do it, they're a great experience. Lots of different types of cruising opportunities for you. Anyways, I wanted to talk a little bit about pensions. I know I'm kind of changing subjects here, doing it pretty quickly. But pensions are one of these things that a lot of people are facing these days, especially if you're retiring out of the school system. You're retiring out as a federal employee, as a state employee. Most private industry people don't get pensions anymore. They're generally getting 401ks. They're getting profit sharing benefits. But if you've been working in the state agencies or even as a teacher, you're entitled to a pension. And what I oftentimes find from many people that are teachers, they're complaining that their friends are retiring with $1 million in their 401k plan. And all they're getting is a lousy $50,000 a year pension. A lousy $50,000 a year pension. Folks, in today's day and age, did you know that a $50,000 a year pension is far, far, far more valuable than having $1 million in a 401k? Now, I know that sounds incomprehensible for some, but if you were given the choice at 65 years old to get $50,000 a year or be handed a check for $1 million, there's very good reason for you to take the $50,000. Now, some will say, well, what about inflation? What about taxes? What about? I'm telling you, it's a nice deal. Right now in today's day and age, with where interest rates are, a $40,000 pension is essentially worth $1 million. So think about it that way. If you're getting a $40,000 pension, $40,000 a year pension that provides protection, let's say, for both you and your spouse, $40,000 a year. That's like having $1 million in a 401k plan or an IRA rollover account. So try to equate it that way. But one of the things that I find when people have to make a pension choice, and that's when you're a state worker, when you're a city worker, you oftentimes have three choices. Choice number one is what's called option A. That is the highest amount of money that you could receive paid to you by the government for the remainder of your life. It's your life only. That's why they call it life only. Then there's option B, which is a smaller amount of money than what they were going to pay you on life only. Not too much, a smaller amount though. But if you die, your beneficiaries receive what's left of what you had paid into the retirement system. So it's a lump amount of money. It might be $50,000, $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 that your beneficiary would receive. Option C is a further reduced benefit from what the life-only pension would be. But if you die, your spouse gets two-thirds of that amount of money. And by the way, if your spouse dies before you, you get bumped back up to what the option A amount would be. So oftentimes people get very puzzled as to which is the better option for me. And I will tell you, there is no clear-cut answer all the time. You always want to look at your entire financial situation. You want to sit down with a certified financial planner, make sure that you know where everything is and what it's all worth. Make sure that you understand your sources of income and what your spending needs might be. But I will tell you, generally one of the worst options to select, and I've seen it happen all too often, is option B. Unless you are single, that means not married. Unless you are single, option B should never be an option for you. It's option A or option C. Option B does not provide a good enough benefit to the surviving spouse if you were to die. Option A, if you want to take it, yeah, it pays you a big amount, but you know that if you die, your spouse gets nothing. If you take option A, you have to consider a couple things. Number one, first of all, what's the health of my spouse? Now, if your spouse is terminal and you want to take option A, well, that's probably could be a smart move for you. But if you take option A, the other thing that you could do is you could buy a life insurance policy. Buy a life insurance policy that provides an income stream equal to what the surviving spouse would have received if you had taken option C. Now, I know I'm getting really confusing here. So think about this. Let's say option A provided you $2,000 a month. That means you'd get $2,000 a month, life-only pension forever. You'd get that, but if you died, spouse gets nothing. However, if you took option C, you'd get paid $1,500 a month. And if you died, your spouse would get $1,000. So you have to ask yourself, if for $500 a month, for $500 a month, could I buy a life insurance policy that would replace the $1,000 that my spouse would have received? If you could, depending upon your health, it may be an option. What kind of insurance, all of that, that's all dependent upon what your situation looks like. It's complicated. When it comes to retirement and trying to pick, to make decisions to create retirement income strategies that are going to be part of your life for the rest of your life, these are not decisions that you should make on your own. We all get very emotionally involved with our financial decisions. At Friedman Financial, we help you make rational decisions during the most emotional of times. Let us help you do that. You know, I'm here to provide financial advice in the language you can understand each and every Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m., but I want to provide it as personalized as possible to the listeners of this show if you choose to take advantage of the free initial consultation that we offer to all of you. If you'd like to visit with us to discuss your overall financial situation, let us take a look at the big picture, give you an assessment of where you stand, give you some clarity on whether retirement is possible, to help you crystallize some of the issues that are swirling around in your head that you just can't wrap your arms around, give us a call, 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108. And before we take a quick break, I want to remind you once again of our free weekly newsletter that comes out each and every Friday at 10:30 in the morning. It's called Planning Pointers. If you'd like to receive it, and it's filled with all sorts of little tidbits, go to my website, friedmanfinancial.com. That's Friedman. Friedman2easeandadfinancial.com. It's Friedman2easeandadfinancial.com. Click on the bottom button that says sign up for Mark's newsletter and you will be registered. When we get back, I want to tell you a little bit about this software that we have that's called Riskalyze that many of you have taken advantage of, and some of you have seen some remarkable results in understanding what the risk exposure is that exists in your portfolio. We'll talk about that when we get back. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9.
You got to know when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, and know when to run.
Don't have enough time to go to the gym? Grab your phone and download BenchBro, the hottest finger-tapping fitness app.
With BenchBro, you'll test your reflexes, your concentration, and your finger-tapping skills as BenchBro helps you achieve your virtual dream physique.
This is a fitness resolution you can finally keep. Download our free app, BenchBro, today.
BenchBro.
Available on the App Store
and Google Play.
No membership required.
Do you ever wonder whether you'll have enough money to retire? Retiring for the Genius is a blueprint to prepare for a comfortable retirement. This easy-to-read guidebook on living your life in retirement is written by certified financial planner Mark Friedman and host of Dollars and Cents, heard here every Sunday morning from 8 o'clock until 9 a.m. You'll find the tools and templates helpful so you can prepare to make smart decisions on how to spend your money in retirement. If you're older than 55 and expect to spend between $4,000 and $10,000 a month in retirement, Retiring for the Genius is a treasure map for achieving your successful retirement. When it comes to retiring, don't be a dummy. Pick up a copy of Retiring for the Genius at Amazon.com.
Pick up your treasure map for retirement. Available now at Amazon.com. Search Mark Friedman, Retiring for the Genius.
Welcome back to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. I want to wish my daughter, Alana, the most heartiest of congratulations. She graduated from North Andover High School this past weekend. She's off to University of Rhode Island. Congratulations to she and all of her friends over there at North Andover. I know they had a great prom the week prior. I didn't realize that remember the old Bay Tower Room in Boston? I guess it's now called the State Room. That's where they held their prom last week. It was very nice. And I want to wish all of the graduates there at North Andover High School the greatest of opportunities. I hope you enjoy your college experience or wherever it is that your life takes you. I know I've met many of you over there teaching the personal finance course in either your junior or senior year of high school. I know we've tried to do our best in giving you some real life heads up examples of what to expect when you take that first step out of the house away from mom and dad and have to start incurring some of those costs on your own. So today we've been talking about the fact that I received my AARP card. It officially arrived in the mail after being 50 years old for just a few weeks. It finally did arrive. At any rate, we've been talking about a lot of things, including pensions, about investments. But the last thing I wanted to talk to you about today is this offer that we put out last 2 months, actually, that many people took advantage of. And I guess I'm happy to extend it even further to those that are listening to the show. It's a program that we call Riskalyze, and where the markets have been up and down, many people are saying, oh, my account's doing lousy, it's flat for the year. Many people don't realize that over the past 3 or 4 months, your portfolios have responded very, very, very well. You'd be surprised, actually, if you looked at what the 3-month returns are in your portfolio versus the 1-year return. And in all honesty, I really don't want you to look at either, but understand that markets move rather rapidly, and there's no need to make any changes on a regular basis. Just stick to it. You're going to do just fine. I want you to make your investments that are based on 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, 15-year outcomes. Don't worry about the day-to-day fluctuations. Sometimes small cap will outperform large cap. Sometimes bonds will outperform stocks. Sometimes international will outperform domestic securities. I would also encourage you this. Stay away from alternative investments. All this stuff that these advisors are talking to you about, managed futures and commodities accounts and gold investing and all that kind of stuff, there's no need for that in your portfolio unless you're a real, real scaredy cat about what life will be like if you're really, really worried that our economy here in the United States will just crumble to death. If you want to buy gold, you want to buy managed futures, you want to do that, that's fine. But you better make a significant investment in those. Not that I'm encouraging you to do that. But making a small investment does nothing for your portfolio as far as I'm concerned. I did want to talk about, though, risk. And many people have been kind enough to send me their statements. Look, you're starting to receive your May statements right now. They send me their statements in the mail and they say, Mark, could you do a risk analysis of my portfolio? Of course, they cover up their name, social security numbers, account numbers, all that kind of stuff. I'm not interested in that. And I just basically take that statement and I input it into our Riskalyze software. And I show you, I'm not doing this, it comes from an independent source, as to how much risk exposure exists in your portfolio. And the thing that's cool about Riskalyze is it doesn't necessarily look at historical performance. It attempts to make projections on what the performance of your account could look like in given situations. What it attempts to do is, in fact, it says there is a 90% probability that your portfolio will fall between the band X and band Y in a 6-month period of time. Wouldn't it be kind of cool to have a strong sense of confidence that your portfolio could only go up as much as X, but only go down as much as Y? Now, granted, there are going to be some fringe issues that could go beyond that, but it's on such a rare occasion. A lot of these charts that come out right now are leading you to believe that you could lose all of your money. Folks, the typical investment portfolio that's a 60-40, a stock to bond, generally mutual fund or ETF portfolio, in a 6-month period of time, you could potentially go up as much as 10, 12% in a 6-month period of time. But so could you lose as much as 10 or 12% in a 6-month period of time. Is that frightening to you? Is that frightening if you lost 10 or 12% in a 6-month period of time? Now, if that is frightening to you, that might give you a good hint as to why you should try to take a little bit of risk off the table. Now, if you take risk on the downside away, you're probably going to take risk on the upside away too. Remember, there is risk of making money as much as there is risk of losing money. Oftentimes people use the word risk to think, oh, risk means I'm losing all my money. When you put things to risk, just like when you buy a scratch ticket at your local magazine store, you give them $1. You've risked $1 to basically lose $1 or make money. You may break even, you may win $1 back, or you may make more. Chances are great, though, that you will lose more than you will make. You know that. But now when you start to talk about real money, you want to invest $50,000, $100,000. How much are you willing to put at risk of losing everything? Chances are you're not willing to make a $100,000 investment with a strong possibility of having it go to zero. But the potential of it potentially going to $500,000. You're not willing to take those kinds of risks, and you shouldn't. What we try to do in this risk-alyze software is to give you a sense of what is the upside potential and what is the downside potential as well. And I say potential and risk meaning the same thing here. You should consider these items. If you want to take advantage of our risk-alyze software, and it is free to you, I'm offering it up at no charge to you. I did it the past couple of months. We heard from a lot of people. I'm happy to do it again. And in fact, if you sign up for my newsletter, Friedman Financial, newsletter Planning Pointers through my company, Friedman Financial, you'll actually see on the newsletter, there's a button that you can click on that says, I'd like to apply or like to take a look at Riskalyze. All you need to do is go to the bottom of my website. You'll see another button there for Riskalyze. It's also the same place where you can sign up for Planning Pointers. A lot of things that you can do there. But I want you to take a look at this because I am seeing so many portfolios. I had a guy come in, it's going to be about a week and a half ago, and he says to me, well, Mark, I'm very well diversified. I have four major investments. He owned the Vanguard S&P 500, the Fidelity Blue Chip Fund, the Dodge & Cox Stock Fund, and the Putnam Growth and Income Fund. He had $500,000 split evenly amongst those four funds. And when I showed him the risk analysis, I showed him how much risk exposure he had. Because did you know what would happen in those four funds? If the market goes up, all four of those funds do extremely well. But when the market goes down, all four of them do extremely poorly. When we dug further into the types of funds that he had, all four of those funds, I was able to do what we call an overlap analysis. And I could show him that the top 20 holdings in the Putnam Fund were the same top 20 holdings in the Fidelity Fund as were in the Vanguard Fund. So I said, when Google goes up, you're going to be very happy. But when Google goes down, you're going to be crying. It's going to hurt. You need to have better diversification, better asset allocation. He was absolutely flabbergasted. He thought by owning four different funds that he was well diversified. He was poorly diversified. And in fact, he was taking way, way, way too much risk to his portfolio than was necessary, especially in an account where he needed to draw money on a monthly basis from it. He was putting his family at risk. He was putting himself at risk. So if you would like to see how much risk your portfolio is exposing yourself to and would like to take advantage of our Riskalyze software, I would encourage you to give me a call, 978-531-8108. Just give me a call. We'll talk about it. I'll have you email your statement to me. Sure, yeah, you take off your name, take off the social security numbers, take off the account numbers. I'm not looking to do any of that stuff. Or you can scan it to me and send it to me if you want. My email address, Mark, M-A-R-C, at FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Mark, M-A-R-C, at FriedmanFinancial.com. Or if you'd like to learn more about Riskalyze and everything else that we do, I'd encourage you to go to my website, FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, Financial.com. And at the bottom of my website, there's a button there that says sign up for Mark's newsletter. Planning Pointers is what it's called. More than 6,000 people here on the North Shore, the Merrimack Valley, and the New Hampshire area, as well as other places around this country, subscribe to this newsletter. It's been coming out since March of 2009. What's kind of interesting in March of 2009? What happened then? March of 2009, as far as I'm concerned, was the bottom of the market. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was in the 6,000s. And that was the day we decided to launch our newsletter. Where advisors were running away from trying to communicate with our clients, we said, this is the time we need to be communicating even better. We started doing it back in March of 2009 and have never missed a Friday at 10:30. All of those years, that's what, 7 years almost, that we've never missed a Friday. So if you'd like to get that newsletter, just go to my website, FriedmanFinancial.com. At the very bottom of the page, click on the button that says sign up for Mark's newsletter and you will get it. All right. We've got a few more minutes left. How many more minutes? We got 2 more minutes left. I just checked in with Tony. We got 2 minutes left to see what's going on. I want to let you know a lot of things that are going on, a lot of places that you can spend money this summer. You know, it's okay to spend some money. You know, I would encourage you to go visit some of the new restaurants that are out there. We've got some great new restaurants that are popping up all over the place. Go ahead and buy yourself. Be a sport. Spend money on something. Go take your kids out for the day. Take them for ice cream. Take them miniature golfing. You know, grandparents, you want to get the greatest experience you want with your grandkids? Take them for the day. Surprise them. Take them on a mystery car ride with grandma and grandpa. Go out to the Berkshires. Head up to Conway. Go out to the beaches. We got plenty of great things to see in Gloucester, Rockport, Salem. Yeah, have you seen Beverly lately? Man, that place is coming back. Lots of things to do with your grandkids. Make it special moments. Don't worry about leaving money to the kids. I find so many people are saying, well, I'll just leave the money to the kids. You know what? Make memories. Invest in some great memories with your kids, with your grandkids, with your family, because that's what will matter. Yeah, sure, everyone's going to appreciate another check. But you know what? That's not what it's about, folks. You've worked so hard. You're able to live in a world of retirement unlike any generation has ever been able to live in before. You're traveling more than your parents did. You're buying nicer things than your parents did. You're upgrading your homes. You have, you know, you don't have laminate counters anymore. You now have, oh, what was it? 4 mica counters. And what was the floor? Linoleum floors that everyone had. Now you may still have linoleum floors and you still may have, the 4 mica countertops, but more people are going to tile floors. They're going to granite countertops. They're going to different types of styles and different types of looks. Now, it used to be, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. If it looks good, you know what? It's time to get the paneling off the wall. It's time to bang the dust out of the seat cushions for the last time and upgrade. Be proud of what you've done. Enjoy it. And you know what? If you have the resources, I want you to spend it on yourself. I want you to really splurge. Have you ever been up to the White Barn Inn in Maine? Now, that's a nice place to go for a weekend. If you think about what the cost would be for flying down to Florida for the weekend and hanging out there, you'll spend less money going to this beautiful place up in Maine, the White Barn Inn, and there are several of those other types of places that are within a car's drive that you would absolutely enjoy. Now, you may choke on the fact that the room is $400, $500 for the night. You say, that's sickening. But you don't think twice about spending $400 for a flight down to Florida and then paying $200 a night for the hotel room that you're in. At the end of the day, it's the same cost. Less aggravation, no lines to stand in at the airport. And the last thing that I will tell you to do, if you haven't done this yet, best investment that you could make. It's an $85 investment. Sign up for TSA Pre. If you have not done that, $85 and $100 if you want global entry. TSA Pre is as simple as walking into an office, handing them your passport, having your picture taken and proving that you are who you are. And that is it. And you won't stand in any of the hassles of the lines. You won't have to worry about taking your shoes off. You won't have to be worried about emptying liquids, taking your jackets off. You get through. And some people say, well, I don't need to do that because I've been randomly selected for TSA Pre lately. Well, yeah, that's about to change, folks. Spend the $75. Get TSA Pre. And if you travel internationally, go for the global entry. You will have to go through a little bit of a longer interview process. But so what? It is so, so worth it. All right, that's going to do it for us today. I got to wrap things up, make some room for Aurelia Nelson, who I'm sure will talk about how great the show at the North Shore Music Theater is right now. It is Funny Girl. Shoshana Bean is starring in that role at the North Shore Music Theater. I was there last night. Get over to the theater to see that. They've got a great lineup of shows. Lots of other great theater, lots of great music, lots of great things going on. Spend your money. Be financially sound. Be financially smart. But always spend your money wisely and take the financial advice. Put it into a language that you can understand. Share it with your kids. Give them the benefit of great financial advice. Be that father figure, that mother figure, that guide that you always wanted to have, and send them off with a smart, positive outlook on life and have them spend their money wisely. I got to get out of here. My name is Mark Friedman. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9.
The prior show was a paid program that does not express the views, opinions, or beliefs of North Shore 104.9, the station management, its employees, or staff.